So the request for attorney general opinion asks for clarification on 2 points. One, what information must the city or county provide if the plat is denied or approved conditionally? Attorney general came back and said, the new law is very clear. They must provide specific information, and if they don't, it is deemed approved. That's that. It means the plat or plan is automatically approved. The second question was whether or not this the statute established a new statutory requirement or direct authorization for local governments to require developers to complete certain prerequisites prior to acceptance. And the AG said, no, that's not in the statute. It doesn't require it, doesn't prohibit it. But I think that wasn't the answer Senator Hughes wanted. So this year, we have 13 bills, 5 in the Senate, 8 in the House, that have been introduced to amend or add provisions to Texas Local Government Code, Chapter 212. Three of these affect the sections that were added and amended that we've been speaking to. Senate Bill 1667, filed by Senator Hughes, House Bill 4447, and House Bill 2573 affect these sections. 2573 is limited in scope in that it just adds to the list of things cities may not require in the ETJ, disallowance of cut and fill and more stringent water quality standards unless it's in an aquifer or recharge zone. Former two attempt to resolve the answer given in the AG opinion and add to the laundry list more carefully define the types of plans that cities may not require as prerequisites. As with most of the bills this session on this, the bills had not until today been set for public hearing. House Bill 4447 has now been placed in committee and on the calendar for a hearing on Tuesday of next week before the House Land and Resources Committee. So many of you from the city side or the planning side may have seen the alerts going out today from TML. Understand, too, that TML has been trying to work with the Texas Home Builders Association to try and come up with some corrections. APA Texas has likewise reached out to senators and House members to try and figure out, you know, what can we come up with? What's the problem? How do we fix these things? So far, you know, if we think we're making progress, we come backwards and the bill still gets heard. It's a little scary because this is a late filed bill, 4447, that is now getting a hearing. Typically that you expect the lower numbered bills to go faster. These are also some of the remaining bills, amending subchapter B on development plats, amending certain provisions about agreements for annexations, remedies for breach of development agreements. You'll see a couple of these in the annexation section of the materials. Many, many bills on charter school legislation this year, limiting what cities can do with regulation of charter schools and what they can impose. And some of these have gone to committee, but they don't directly affect the plat and plan review process or shot clock issues. The other bill you need to watch here is another one that has gone to committee. And this is in kind of a weird place to me in the Texas Local Government Code. It would amend Chapter 250, which is kind of miscellaneous regulatory authority. Talks about how we can, you know, deal with gun shops and you know, kind of the weird things that don't fit anywhere else. But it would add a new section requiring prompt approval of land development application. This was already heard in the Land and Resource Management Committee on April 6th. And interestingly, only 4 speakers were in favor and 19 in opposition. And it was left pending in committee, and supposedly they are working